This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's California Politics Today and American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Maurice Hinchey, who's a congressperson representing the 22nd District in New York. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be back.
We're going to be talking about the FDA's pronouncements on marijuana. What's your interest in what they've been doing in this area?
Well, my interest is in science, and I think that we ought to be doing things from the point of view of intelligent analysis and scientific background rather than on politics or ideology. And I think that the recent FDA statement is motivated by politics and ideology and denies science.
Well, remind our listeners what the FDA recently said in this regard.
The FDA recently said that there is no significant medical value in the use of marijuana for medical purposes.
And what's the scientific evidence on the subject?
Well, the scientific evidence is pretty broad and deep, but the most recent and most valuable research comes from the Institute of Medicine, which comes from the National Institute, which is part of the National Institute of Health. That's a study that came out in 1999. And among other things, the study by the Institute of Medicine shows that medically prescribed marijuana, particularly for people with AIDS and serious cancer, things of that nature, that it can prevent nausea, it can prevent appetite loss, it can help people regain weight, it can aid in pain relief and anxiety. It can do a great deal for people, both physically and psychologically.
And presumably that's the reason behind state-level efforts to legalize medical marijuana.
That's exactly right. A number of states, 11 states across the country, have passed laws within those states saying that doctors can prescribe marijuana for medicinal purposes to help their patients. And what we find is that the federal government is stepping in to overrule those states that are looking out for the health and welfare of their citizens.
How do you account for that?
Well, again, I think it's based upon ideology. And
what ideology exactly?
Well, it's a complex ideology, and
okay,
it varies from person to person. But I think with some people, it's just the idea, for example, that drugs are not helpful. If it's something like marijuana, it can't possibly be helpful.
Are we distinguishing here between drugs like marijuana and drugs like Zoloft, Lanestra, Vioxx, and so on?
That's exactly right. What we find is that a great many drugs make their way onto the market legitimately, and they tend to be very injurious. Vioxx, for example, has cost a great many lives. But marijuana used for medicinal purposes is not costing anybody's life. But there are some people who make the contention that marijuana is a so-called gateway drug and that it should be banned for that reason, because what they mean is that if anybody smokes marijuana, they're going to start using other drugs in the future. Well, there's no scientific connection between the use of marijuana and the use of any other drug. And the fact here is that we're not talking about the use of marijuana for recreational purposes or for anything other than medicinal purposes. We're talking about it here because it has the value, and the value has been shown scientifically and medicinally, particularly, especially, to alleviate pain and suffering of people who have very serious illness. And without it, people suffer more. So it just makes no sense, really, to have the federal government step in against states who have determined that it is in the interest of their citizens to allow doctors, under certain circumstances, to prescribe marijuana for medicinal purposes.
And what do you see as the role of the FDA report in the battle of the federal government against the states that want to legalize medical marijuana?
Well, the FDA report will be used by the DEA and by some members of the Congress to try to show that they are right in stripping states of their authority to provide for their citizens' health and safety and welfare.
Well, no, the idea is that they're essentially making an argument, which they claim is scientific, against it. Isn't the case already been made legally so that the states don't have the right to do that, or do those laws still stand, and is it still an ongoing controversy?
Well, it's still an ongoing legal controversy. And the FDA ruling makes no statements that are backed up by science. Insofar as science and scientific research is concerned, it simply flies in the face of the best scientific study that has been done recently, and that is the one that I mentioned by the Institute of Medicine, which is a national institute which is set up to look into medicinal issues and to determine how they work on behalf of the people. And the Institute of Medicine study, as we said, showed that there can be very significant benefits for people who are suffering illnesses such as cancer and AIDS and other illnesses under medically prescribed usage of marijuana to alleviate the kind of suffering that those people have to endure.
How would you compare the use or misuse of science regarding marijuana by the FDA here with other instances of the same phenomenon throughout the government, in particular questions of global warming?
Well, I definitely believe that there is a relationship. What we've had here is a kind of an attempt, at least by the Congress, and some of which has been very successful, to dumb down science. I've had debates with Republican members of the Congress with regard to the inclusion of the phrase global warming in pieces of legislation. They didn't even want to have that phrase global warming inserted into a bill that would become law.
And do they base their opposition on scientific evidence or other arguments?
Well, they base it on other arguments, because all of the scientific evidence that is put forth by about 99% of the scientific community shows that global warming is a problem, and that the increases in carbon dioxide set forth by human activity is increasing global warming.
Do you find it frustrating when there's, to you, clear scientific evidence of something, when other members of Congress argue from essentially non-scientific grounds that it's just not happening?
Well, I do. I find it very frustrating and difficult to deal with, and it causes one to think about the kind of ideologically driven activities that are going on in places like the Middle East and elsewhere, and we're expressing the same kinds of things here within our political system. Stem cell research is another example of that, of course, how this administration and this Congress continues to dumb down science and dumb down education in order to advance their own peculiar ideological objectives.
Isn't science and education, and particularly scientific education, key to global competitiveness in a globalized world?
Oh, you are absolutely right. There's no question about it. The key to our success has always been education. We have always been ahead on education and always been in the forefront of the educational research and scientific understanding. All of that, however, at the moment, is in jeopardy as a result of the political circumstances in which we currently find ourselves.
Well, what are you and other people of like mind doing to change those political circumstances?
Well, we're doing everything we can. We're trying to advance science by putting forth facts and illustrating scientific research and trying to promote understanding and trying to do away with the preconceptions that are based on ideology that denies science.
Are there any legislative initiatives now pending in the House of Representatives that would implement your preferences in terms specifically of marijuana regulation?
Well, yes, we have efforts that are being put forward, and
are there specific bills now? Or
there are some bills, and I'll be putting forth an amendment on the floor of the House probably within the next week or month or so, depending upon what the schedule is here, to promote the ability of states that wish to do so to authorize the medicinal use of marijuana for medical purposes.
What could you say specifically about how that bill would be structured or what its provisions would be?
Well, it would just simply say that the federal government has no right to intrude upon these kinds of decisions that are made by the states, and it is perfectly consistent with another important provision in the Constitution, which is states' rights. States have always had the right to govern medical practice within those states. every state licenses its own physicians, its own nurse practitioners, and other medical personnel. And in this particular case here, what we find is the federal government sticking its nose into the state's business and denying them, again, the opportunity to provide additional pain relief and anxiety relief and healthy circumstances for people who find their health threatened.
Through what agency does the federal government interfere in the states, and what effect would your legislation have on that agency or agencies of the federal government?
Well, it interferes in a variety of ways, but primarily through, in this particular case, with this issue, through the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency.
And is the DEA under the control of the executive, or and to what extent can legislation modify the policies that the executive chooses for the DEA to implement?
Well, the DEA is part of the executive branch, and so it's administered by the executive, but the Congress controls every action of the government here. Under the Constitution, it is the Congress that is responsible for the actions of the government in a variety of ways, most importantly by funding.
And so Congress can say that the DEA should not spend any money to interfere with states' rights to implement medical marijuana laws?
That's precisely correct. That's right. That's one of the things that the Congress can do, and it's the action that I am going to promote very soon.
That's what your bill would specify, that as we just said, that the DEA can't do that.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes.
Okay. Well, I hope we can talk. What do you see as the prospects for it to pass in the Republican-dominated House?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. And in fact, I know it's going to be difficult because I've tried to do this before. I've been trying to do it now for the last several years. So I know that this is not an easy thing to accomplish, but I think that it's important for us to be always talking about logic and rationality rather than ignorant ideology.
Do you see enough support for this kind of legislation on the Democratic side in the House, that if the Democrats gain control of the House this fall, that the bill that we've been talking about would have a reasonable chance of passage?
I think it would certainly have a much better chance of passage than it has presently, yes.
What do you see as the prospects for a Democratic takeover of the House this fall?
Well, it's hard to imagine that, but I think the prospect is good. I think that the people across the country are tired of the kind of government that we've been getting, a government which is based upon falsity and based upon misinformation, and that covers everything from domestic circumstances to international situations, war in Iraq particularly.
And beyond marijuana legislation, what impact do you think it would have on the a national government if the House did come under Democratic control after the fall elections?
I think you'd see a much more open government, a government that is much more focused on the needs of the people of our country, that is the vast majority of people of our country. I think you'd see a Congress that is more interested in good health care, quality health care, have health insurance for everyone, and promoting an economy, the benefits of which flow more equitably to all of the American people rather than to just the people at the top of the income ladder.
It's the constitutional responsibility of the House to bring articles of impeachment against sitting presidents who have committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Do you think there's a possibility that the House would impeach President Bush if it came under Democratic control?
I think if the House of Representatives has a Democratic majority after the next election, that it's almost certain that there will be an investigation conducted by the Judiciary Committee immediately into the falsification and misinformation and deceptions that were perpetrated by the administration in order to get the Congress to approve the invasion and then subsequent occupation of Iraq.
How about the violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act?
There's no question about that. We've been arguing that issue on the floor of the House today, trying to get the Congress to pay attention to the violations that were carried out by this administration in spying on people illegally, going outside of the law.
How about the leaking of classified information that's magically declassified just in time to be leaked?
Well, that's just another example of how this administration manipulates the law for its own advantage. It has no respect for the rule of law. The only thing it has is their understanding that they can use the law in whatever way they want for their own political advantage, and that's exactly what they've been doing.
So in a way, the issue we started talking about, medical marijuana and the FDA's position on it, really ties into a whole lot of other issues about the current administration and the state of the U.S. federal government.
Yes, it does. I think it's a small but significant example of the kind of lack of understanding and even corrupt approach to government that is being taken by the majority here in the Congress and many in the administration.
Okay, I want to thank you for sharing your views with us today on California politics today and American politics today, and I hope we can talk again when you've introduced this bill in its current form and we can monitor its progress.
Well, certainly, and I thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.